Blog Talk Radio.
Skeletor to King Randor! Skeletor to King Randor! Come in, you royal boob!
You're an idiot.
What's up, Miami? Who's ready for the weekend review? Time to introduce the main host, Fixin' Jay!
This is Vixen J, and I am addicted to pandas, red vanilla coffee, and steamed aioli. Let me introduce to you my co-host, my partner in crime, Faith.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
Well, Vixen, that is true, but that's my alter ego. My real name is I'm Batman.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so, Brain, but how can you have a duck dynasty if none of the people are ducks?
God damn it, Pinky. Can't you get at least one fucking thing right?
I am a multitasker. I'm here waiting to start a show, and I'm here texting my little committee members our big final blast of One Night in Miami. This is Vixen J, and you're listening to the Weekend Review. And right next to me is my primary crime, Faith.
What's up?
That's all you gotta say?
Yeah, that's all I have to say right now.
Tonight, we have a very special interview with cosplayer Rage Kitty and former MasterChef contestant David Max.
Plus, Kermit the Frog's newest squeeze, what douchebag does Vixen have tonight, and what became a huge flop in its opening weekend? All this and more on the Weekend Review.
This is DJ FaZe, and you're listening to another episode of the Weekend Review, only on the EO1 Network.
You know, I didn't like how you said that. What douchebag does Vixen have tonight?
Oh, no, because you've been getting douchebags every week now.
I mean, it's like, no, but that's like, I'm going to have a douchebag tonight. That doesn't sound right.
Oh, my God. You know, the only good thing I like is that the douchebag with last week was I Talk Radio for screwing up all my audio, but now it works.
Thank God.
Yay. It took me a freaking 3 hours to upload everything all over again.
No worries.
No worries at all.
So, shout out.
Go ahead.
Shout out to Light Up the Night, those fantabulous robots. I mean, you see them from a mile away. They've been duplicated? But it's
never repeated. Duplicated but never...
Imitated but never duplicated. Thank you. It's been a long week. Also, Scarlet. And did you know that Scarlet has a little sister?
No.
It's called Vixen's Club.
Very nice.
Oh, you're such a kiss ass.
Rez.
Oh, you're such a
kiss ass. No, I'm not being a kiss ass. I'm just saying, because I'm seeing this guy at One Night in Miami. I will
be there. Again, this will be your return to One Night in Miami. So you'll be kissing him goodbye.
Yes, please, I'll be kissing you goodbye. I'm seeing from 12:30 to 1:30 in the loft. I'm super excited. I've been downloading some crazy ass, you know, tech house and everything. So I got, you know, something for that night.
You better.
So we get headhunters that night. That's called Planet. Immortals.
Immortals, yes!
So, it's going to be crazy. If you guys haven't gotten your tickets, you're insane. Bottle prices?
Yes.
And 3 tickets get a bottle. So, you get a bottle. It's cheap.
I'm going to pick a fire style.
If you need hard copy tickets, very simple. www.lfthenight.com and click on the little link. You guys, is there use?
Oh, we're going to be closing one mini signature. And how cool is it?
So I'm super excited. The lineup is the same. The supply we have in Florida, Miami is the same. That's going to be close to the
same. Comes up.
Just to let you know, every single is doing some crazy stuff and getting some crazy stuff for the event. So.
And again, with committee events, you never know what surprise you'll be having in store or passing by.
So do not be the one hearing it on Monday.
Through my Periscope.
Because you guys weren't there on Friday. So what happened this weekend?
This weekend.
Well, before that. Yes. If anybody needs to call in and wants to talk on our show, or, you know, when we have our guests on the show and wants to ask any questions to her, it's 516-387-1667. So just wanted to throw that there before we go into anything else.
Nice. Well, this weekend, well, last weekend, we kissed the koi goodbye. We kissed the koi goodbye. It was a good run, yes. But bigger and better things are coming.
Yes, we have... I love them. There's a crazy lineup that's going to come out. We don't want to get all onto it next week. We want to get all the full details.
The famous Terrace will finally be open and revealed.
Yes. People. Just get ready for that.
Our fraternities come out. We have college night.
But yeah, we also have next week. With Foster Dom, A-Track, Payback, Wonderland, Rome Fortune, Post Malone, and a lot more people. I got tickets for that. Also, as I said, click comment.
So, can we go back to the weekend?
Yeah, come on.
On Saturday, we did a special live broadcast from the Light of the Night block party, which there's so much fun.
Yes.
It happens the last Saturday of every month.
Yes. So what happened?
We saw my favorite robot. We saw Scarlett.
We saw XS Energy.
Yes.
You had interviewed him on the last show, which we actually did a live broadcast there.
We interviewed the fire dancers. They were there.
We interviewed the fire dancers. And we will have a show interview from MasterChef Season 3 contestant David Mack later on our show.
Which was funny because he was there serving delicious hamburgers. And his company is Floats and Burgers, FNM. And while we're here talking to him, I'm like, dude, he looks familiar. Why does he look so familiar?
Mm-hmm.
And as we're here talking to him, he's like, oh, you know, because I was the contestant master chef. And everybody just went, whoa.
Very sad news over the weekend. Wes Craven passed away at 76.
Aww.
Due to brain cancer. The guy from Freddy Krueger and a lot of other, and Scream and a lot of other scary movies. You grew up with, and if you didn't grow up with it, you are way too young to be listening to the show.
Seriously, for my male listeners out there of our age, 21 and older, maybe.
Yeah.
If you're in doubt of a girl's age, just ask her very simple. Do you remember the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? If they say no, or what, where, walk away.
Because they are going
to jail.
They are. Pretty cool news from Netflix. They have some movies coming out.
They had the panda one. They had the pandas from China.
I know. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Oh, my
Panda's goodness. A Journey Home. Sorry. How did you know this?
My sister tagged me on it.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's right. Because your sister is a Netflix whore.
I'm a Periscope.
Jesus Christ. Jesus. And they also have Masters of the Universe, which is the He-Man movie with the...
That is
true. I like it, so I'm going to watch it.
No, my pandas is first.
That's why I watched tonight. So yeah, so Netflix did that. And of course, this movie, I knew it was a lot.
Oh, I said it from the beginning.
Right. You know what movie about an EDM DJ? Is it an EDM DJ? Tell the story of an EDM DJ, because guess what? It's going to be a huge failure.
Yeah, really. Exactly. I mean, I was...
Like the phone?
Many talented up and coming days. Why couldn't we get someone that's really in the business? This guy, when I saw him talking about this movie in the night show, I had a shit and I went on a huge Twitter.
Supposedly, he wants to be a producer and some guy gets him under his wing and then they make him to a collaboration. It's like, why couldn't you just get Diplo and Skrillex into the movie and that's it?
Or anybody else. Get Miha.
Or get Skrillex and Miha or something. Yeah, like that or something like that. Like,
get a real artist that people could actually relate to and start following and start building a fan base. This guy falls under Brody Jenner, under the Hulk Sun, under Pauly D. Under Paris Hilton, all these little Richie Richies that have nothing else to do, and this other, oh, well,
when we flopped. Very bad.
I'm glad.
I was paying like $3 million, not even like $1 million.
I feel sorry for the idiots that actually paid to go see that movie.
Well, that's just going to be on direct to DVD at $5.
Oh my god, and I bet you they're going to have like there because he's supposed to be playing at a festival. So we're going to have all the ignorance out there.
When it goes onto a torrent, I'll download it just so I can see the bullcrap that they
did. It's like, and I bet you all the ignoramus out there that have no idea what the culture's about. Oh yes, because it's all about drugs. No, it's not, bitch. No, it's not. You go in there as strangers and you come out there as friends. You actually have you create memories.
You just took a life of space.
Doesn't no, actually, they got that line from Edie.
That doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter.
Yes,
it
did.
Okay.
So, no, bitches. No. And candy is not drugs. Just saying.
I know candy is not drugs. These people have to know that candy
no,
is
they
not
don't.
Drugs.
No, they don't. Because they're in their land.
Whatever. But you know what? For all those people that listen to the other things that other people say and they shouldn't, guess what?
Take a piece of action. Green food. Get across the whole sector from each other. Admiral, we have enemy ships. It's a 47. It's a trap.
I feel so much better that we actually have our freaking damn audio.
I think that our producers pay you for that.
I don't know. Tomorrow. I gotta make videos and music for tomorrow. But yes, we have some people. Un9 and Soul says, when a woman says, correct me if I'm wrong, don't do it. It's a trap. That is true. At Cute Jenny says, so not just a tip, it's a trap. I don't understand if she means it like if a guy's saying not just a tip or whatever. I don't know. But might be someone with the back door, you know, so. And then Lore Maniac says, don't sit in the living room with your laptop and phone charger. It's a trap. You'll never get up. The funny thing with this is that we actually have somebody that we know that actually does that every single day and never gets up.
Yeah, this is true.
So I'm basically messaging our guest. You've seen her. Amazing. Her photography
I'm actually
amazing.
Excited. We actually have the first female cosplayer on our show. That's her. Get up, man.
Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air?
Hello. Can you guys hear me?
Rage Kitten?
Yeah, hi.
Yes, no.
Hi.
I have a really terrible connection. Hold on.
Are we speaking across?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Oh, no, the call dropped. Well, but like we were saying before she called, she's a beautiful girl as it is, with her makeup and with the makeup. Costumes are amazing. I mean, for her, for out of all the cosplay people that we follow, it's because her work is unbelievable.
She's an amazing costume. While we're waiting for her, there she is. There we go.
Hello.
Hey. Second time's a charm.
Well, we're waiting for your call back. We're pretty much telling our listeners that your costumes are just amazing. Your work is just wow. Got our attention from all of the cosplayers that we follow on a daily.
Well, thank you.
Oh,
so,
Hello? Oh, the call dropped again. Let's do a quick call. We got her back on the line.
That song taught me one thing. It's Loot Crate. It's Comic Con in a box. Get your monthly subscription that includes DC, Marvel, Sci-Fi, Star Wars, video games, and much, much more. Visit www.elementsonite.com and click on the shop section for more information. It's Loot Crate, Comic Con in a box.
Back on the line.
I want to give a shout out to my committee. They promoted our one night in Miami.
Very nice.
A good job. One of our promo ninjas. Hand and whatnot. Then we have my the more social media. And the fact that we are not able to get this event alive and going is amazing.
So, we're still waiting. I'm not back in, hopefully. But tonight is the season finale of Mr. Robot.
Good.
We're going to argue about this.
I'm sorry. I was a huge fan from the get-go. Know this. The minute I saw that it was another version of Fight Club, I lost interest.
It's not Fight Club. You want to boost Fight Club, but it's not.
It is Fight Club, dude.
You wanted to make
his
it Fight
dad
Club.
Was never there. It was all in his head. He was all by himself. That's Fight Club.
Mm-hmm. And we saw...
Which hopefully we'll see him by the time we get there.
They are old.
They had the youngest magician. He wasn't able to fool them because they knew how he did. The fact that he did it so well.
They're Rugrats. Hey, Arnold. So they're trying to see which they can bring back.
Nice.
Around. And of course, Luke Cage. I mean, Daredevil's been a great, great series for Netflix. So they're bringing Luke Cage from Marvel, getting a TV series on Netflix. So it's pretty cool that they're doing that. So I'm excited.
You get excited very easily.
Yeah, no, I still haven't finished, what is it called? I still have not finished Devil. Hopefully I get it finished. We're still for our guest. If you guys want, you guys...
No worries. We could call you back, and we'll do a pre-recorded interview and just play it back. Don't stress.
Yeah, don't stressing with this.
No stressing. It happened to Joe Asakura. No. All the time.
he's a great cosplayer. Rage.kitten. Her photographer is also amazing. Oh, that's her.
Hopefully, yes.
Hey, can you guys hear me better now?
Yeah,
we hear you.
Now.
Yay! We were like, don't worry about it. We've had this happen to all of our some of our friends. We're professional.
So, thank you for being on our show. What is kind of what I want to know? Hello? Rage?
Hello?
I can hear you guys. Can you hear me?
Okay. Oh.
I can hear you now.
You can hear, but you're breaking up, though.
Right now, I can hear you perfectly.
All right, well, let's hope it stays like that.
Wherever you are, don't move. Just stay there.
I'm trying. I'm standing on my tippy toes.
Hurry up, baby.
Well, what is it that got you into cosplaying?
I went to my first convention in 2013. It was actually MegaCon. And I didn't really have any idea that Cosplay actually existed until I went there.
Oh.
And I left, and I was like, this is it. I have to do it.
What was the first Cosplay that you did?
It was Harley Quinn.
Nice.
Very nice.
Yeah. It was a simple costume. I had no idea what I was doing.
But, I mean, I'm looking at your cosplays. Trust me, don't worry. I'm getting
used to
it.
Yeah, we're still getting there. So.
I try to make it red-headed looking.
A cat. It
looks
like a cat.
So, no. are you working on any new projects now?
Yes, I'm working on a few of them. I'm doing one of my guardians from Destiny. Armor.
Nice.
I'm doing Jibril from No Game No Life. And what was the other one?
Nice.
Wow.
What else am I doing? Oh, and I might be doing a Dragon Ball Z character with my boyfriend. So, that's about it for this year, I think.
Cool!
Yeah. It's pretty exciting.
Those are pretty nice costumes, though.
Well, thank you. I try.
And how long does each of those costumes... Yes. How long do each of those costumes take to make?
It depends on what kind of costume it is. Like, my last one, which was the League of Legends one, it took me... I kind of finished it pretty quickly. I finished it in about 2 weeks. But that was, like, grinding. I did it, like, really good rush. Like, I worked all night to finish that costume.
Oh, wow.
But usually it'll take, like, 2 months-ish of, like, on and off work.
Oh,
nice.
I mean, I'm just looking at the pictures now, and they're just amazing, the stuff that you do. What materials do you use? Because I've heard Forblore and foam.
I mean, different materials are good for different projects. The white outfit, Satsuki, I made her shoulder pieces out of foam. You know, it worked pretty well. That was, the first time I ever made any kind of armor. And supposedly foam is, easiest to work with. So I tried that, and it worked. And then the last one I made, I used Wonderflex because I'm just... You know, I'm still learning, so I'm figuring out what to use, and, yeah.
Wow, but your costumes are amazing. I mean, so let me ask you, when you're in your costume, I mean, does, like, your alter ego come out when you're walking around the con?
Absolutely. Yes, definitely.
Because
yeah.
I know when I walk around in my Wonder Woman costume, I mean, when I'm walking around in my Wonder Woman costume, I'm not Vixen J anymore. I'm Wonder Woman, and who are you? Get out of my way.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, that's what's the magic of cosplay. Great.
Right?
And are you going to be going to, I think it's anime that's coming out now, right?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, we'll be.
I mean... Go ahead.
I'm hoping to finish the Destiny stuff by then, so we'll roll that out.
Yeah, we will definitely keep an eye out for you. Like, we would love to meet you in person.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be very nice.
Oh.
So, as a girl cosplayer, you are our first female cosplayer on the show. Do you have any advice or tips to our other female cosplayers who are getting into this? Like, you know, like wardrobe malfunctions. The safest way to keep not showing everything?
Best piece of advice is don't be intimidated to start, because there's some crazy, crazy outfits out there that you're always going to be like, oh my God, I'll never be that good. Everyone starts somewhere, so just don't be afraid to just do it. And as far as malfunctions go, the cosplay community is super awesome when it comes to things like that. I know at most conventions they have, like, cosplay medics that walk around, and they'll give you, like, safety pins and Velcro and all kinds of stuff. And most people are pretty, you know, they're forgiving with all that. Don't be afraid to just go to the side and fix yourself up, and, you know.
That's what I love about the cosplay world. I mean, it doesn't matter your shape or body size. If you're rocking your favorite character, when you rock it well, people embrace it and they actually encourage you.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, that's the reason why I do it, because it's just, you get into a character that you never thought you could be. So you're doing your childhood thing, but as an adult, because they look at you like, oh my god, that's pretty cool.
So what do you say to people out there in other culture basically?
I'm sorry, I didn't get a word of that. It was breaking up really bad.
Oh, sorry. What do you say to the people out there that do not understand our cosplay culture, and they're basically just saying that we're adults dressing up in kid costumes?
Well, that is pretty true. But why not?
Exactly.
There we go.
Well, why not? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I have to say about that. It's to each their own. Everyone has their escapes, and you know, for most of us, it's cosplay. You get to pretend like you're someone you're not.
Agreed.
True.
Good answer.
I've seen that you worked with, like, what's the photographer's name? Because I don't want to say it wrong.
Brian Lansigan.
There you go. Have you always worked with him, or with other people? I mean, because he does very nice stuff, especially with the backgrounds and everything on the photos.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's actually the first photographer I ever did any kind of photo shoot with, and he helped me so much because I'm the most awkward person to pose in photos. So he kind of just literally just positioned me in every picture. He was like, all right, this is what we're going to do. So he's great. Yes. He's amazing, both in photography and editing, and just good friend as well.
And does your boyfriend cosplay as well?
He does. He just kind of got into it, but he definitely does.
That's cool. Because we cosplay together. Yeah. I mean, because I think the cosplay together stays together.
Yes.
I agree. Gotta keep the
where sanity there. You have to keep something. Exactly. So where can our listeners follow you and learn more about
you? Instagram. And I just recently made a Facebook page. It's Rage Kitten Official. And, yeah, that's pretty much all I have going on right now. It'll be updated more the more I progress with my costumes.
Very nice. I have one question. Who do you prefer, Batman or Superman?
Batman.
Ah!
See, this is a little debate we have.
This has been a debate going on for almost 2 years now. You're killing me.
I love Batman.
You collect comic books and all that, or?
I do. Unfortunately. It sucks.
No,
don't
worry. We do the same thing.
We
collect,
do the same. We
collect
our cartoon figures, action figures, comic
pop figures.
Books.
So, the work.
But we hope to see you at Animate. I mean, do you have anything else you want to tell our listeners out there?
Just if you want to cosplay it, don't think about it. Just do it. Don't be scared. That's all I got to say.
Amen.
Yes.
That's so cool. Oh, nice talking to you. I mean, you're more than welcome to call in whenever you want. If you want to share with us your new project, your finished project, please let us know. We'll post it on our Instagram and on our website.
Definitely. Tomorrow, we're actually going to post... We're going to post one of your pictures on our website tomorrow.
As our cosplayer of the month.
So you'll be there featured on our website. So, and
oh, that's so cool.
So thank you once again.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
We hope to see you at Anime. Make sure to put her rating. And that's it. I mean, we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, for sure. I would definitely like that.
Awesome. Thank you.
All
right. Thanks.
Bye.
She's so cool.
Yeah, she is. I mean, we have to check her out.
We have the coolest people on our show.
Yes.
And then the cool thing is that we become like lifelong friends afterwards.
I mean, we've had Yuasa Kuda on the show. We've had Dark Force Cosplay.
Dark Force from Australia.
Rage Kitten now.
Yes.
We've had so many people on our show, and it's just, it gets better and better. And it's just, when we see each other at the Comic Con, it's like, oh my God, da 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 da. And we're always, like, you and me are always messaging each other, like, you know, oh, look at this.
Oh my God,
but
we need to post it on our website.
Yes.
Joe Asakura from Unlikely Heroes. He's already in the process of creating his first manga.
Yes. I've actually read.
We've read the first page, and it's just
amazing.
I wanted to finish already.
Like, I love the story because it's not something that you would think. It's just so cool. I don't want to give it out because we're actually going to post it on our Facebook. We're going to post it on our website so he can actually let you guys read it.
He's opening a store.
He's opening a store
where you can buy his work.
Yes, we'll have that on our shop page. I have not had the shop page come up because with everything going on right now, it's just been crazy this week.
But if you want to know more about Joe Asakura, you can follow him at Unlikely Heroes.
Yes.
On Instagram.
Just make sure, guys, follow him there. We'll have all the stuff up. It's cool.
Hey, the cool thing about our job is that the people that we meet along the way,
yes.
We meet comic books, cosplayers, we meet writers, EDM DJs and artists. My Love the Night Robots and my favorite.
So, before we go any further, before we get to our next event, let's go into a quick commercial.
Yes.
We still have the interview from Chef Contestant.
Yes.
All right, we'll be right back.
What's going on, fans? Do you love to party? Do you love the EON Network? Well, check out www.elementsandnight.com as we give you 24 hours worth of news and updates from Comic Cons, music events, video games, and more. Check out your favorite hosts, tweets, and thoughts. Stay up to date with the lineup with the EON Network, and it's all in one place. So what are you waiting for? Check it out now! www.elementsandnight.com.
This is Vixen J, and I get all of my costumes for the festivals and Comic-Cons at Wonder Costumes, your one-stop shop for quality costumes at the best prices. They're serving customers in Miami and worldwide. This store is open year-round. You can follow them at www.wondercostumes.com.
We are back. Of course, Block Talk has not fixed their damn thing. Sons of motherless goats.
Nope, they haven't.
But, and of course, we would like to mention for you guys, visit our website, www.elementsandnight.com. We are going to have Rich Kid on there so you can see her picture. You can follow her. You know, she's pretty cool. I mean, she is cool. We are also going to have our fan of the month, which is your backstage co-host.
Yes.
Jeff will actually be on our website also tomorrow.
Speaking of Jeff, he's been MIA for the past couple of weeks.
I know, what the hell. He had his son playing a video game today, and I saw R2-D2 on the side, which is pretty cool. And of course, we had August poll for last month, which we gave what fraction would win the whole entire thing if they fought.
Mortal Kombat.
Well, with 33% of the vote, Mortal Kombat did win.
Yay!
CatCon came very close, and Dragon Ball Z, everybody thought the other two are just crap.
So the next voting thing will be, should Fidget wrestle?
The next one is going to be, what fraction are you going for Civil War? Is it Iron Man's fraction, or is it Captain America's fraction?
Oh, which one has the
middle? Iron Man.
Then Iron Man.
So, and the cool thing is that, you know, I'm actually going to go to FIU again, probably tomorrow.
I do for promoting.
Yeah, I do. And I'm going to program every day. That's the funny thing.
You know, we should do a contest. Whoever finds you at FIU gets a free ticket on Friday.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to be I'm going to be checking out these guys that are always in a little section over there. They have a TV and a Nintendo Wii. They bring a TV and they connect the Wii to it, and they're playing Super Smash Brothers.
Wait, you're in the wrong college.
I know I am in the wrong college. Miami-Dade, I'm only there for 2 years. I know you guys are like, I can't get a message there. No, I'm going to FIU.
Have you checked out the student government area in Miami-Dade? I remember when we used to have like a lot of stuff in there.
I haven't checked anything out.
You
I mean, it's
go
a big, it's a big school. It is. Kendall's
I was
big.
A historian in student government.
You know, I got to go to Wilson and check that out also. But these guys are pretty cool. I got to give them our cards so they can start checking out our show.
And maybe, calling in, man.
And who knows? They might be a cosplayer. Or even a gamer. We need to
you
get
know
a gamer.
That's the cool thing? That all those guys mm-hmm. are probably cosplayers, and every cosplayer is a raver.
So, see, she just said she had fun on our show. So that's pretty cool.
Awesome.
We'll check her on anime. I have to work my costume. Because if I'm not mistaken, anime is literally...
In October.
That's what? In a month.
Less. But you need to get out.
Of October.
You sure?
Yes.
Because the first week...
We have it on our website.
15th.
It is on our website. We can look. I have to start with the costume.
Yes.
So I can get... Who is her? Superman. It's Batman. So, obviously, it's a villain. I will not give you the villain, but he is bad.
I'll be working a Wonder Woman costume, but she'll be in the steampunk version.
So, hopefully you got all that stuff by anime. If not, you'll see me as Skeletor. But with
and
a
I'll be a panda.
Yes. You'll be wearing your EDC outfit.
I'll be wearing my EDC outfit.
You know, we didn't ask her if she raised.
I'm sure she raised.
Yes, we will ask her, and we will try getting...
And you know what? She should come out and party with us.
Yes. So, if you're listening... Race Kitten, you got to come out this Friday to One Out of Many or to any events that promote and all that, because it'll be pretty cool to have you and your boyfriend there and partying with us.
Hell yeah.
So, sad news.
You farted.
You know that. What is that? Eh, whatever. Denise has taken over Miss Piggy's spot.
You know what? I like Denise.
She's younger.
She looks younger, more fresh.
She's a model.
You know,
but she's a pig.
He's into pigs.
He's into the big booty. Cause she's,
I don't think she has a big booty, though.
Oh, she still has a big booty.
No, I saw it.
She has a big booty, yeah.
I mean, she looks a little... Her frame looks smaller than Miss Piggy.
But she has the back.
Well, there you go. Kermit likes the booty.
Yeah, he does. Kermit the Frog likes the booty.
Which he likes the pigs in the blanket.
Which that show comes
out in
September.
I actually had comments. People were actually commenting on that on my Facebook. And okay. Since they were going to save their comments for the flipping show, I'm going to have to read it now. Let me see. Maria Gonzalez said that Kermit the Frog was always a cheater.
Maybe.
And then John Cannon said that Miss Piggy was always screwing around, that she always had something with Gonzo and Fonzie Bear.
Well, Gonzo... Wait. I'm not going to say it. But...
Shut
you know
up.
How Gonzo's nose lowers
up? Shut up.
Maybe Miss Piggy
Shut
made
up.
It go up.
Shut up.
But well.
Let me see. I'm looking for more comments. Ay, that's me. So many selfies of me. Good lord. Here it is. Actually, I have a comment on this. And then she was fighting with John, Maria, saying that's not a fact. Sending Kermit. And then he wrote back, Miss Piggy has been porking other guys for years. And then Maria wrote, I've been following the story for months, so hard to stay quiet. Tom said, she is a pig in the relationship, not Kermit. And then he wrote, to finish the argument, the way she's always looked at Fozzie, and oh my god, that sexual tension between her and Gonzo, you know they were pork chopping it.
Oh man, that is just wrong. But yes, I'm actually going to see the first episode.
Like, welcome, Denise.
Yes.
So.
Well, you have to check it out. September. It's sometime in September, I know that.
I would love to see Missy come out during the grand opening of the show and just beat the crap out of Denise.
That's not going to happen. But this past weekend, you interviewed a man.
A legend
from a show who lost.
We didn't know he was in MasterChef. What drew us to him
was the effing burger that they had. But before we say anything more, let's get to the interview. Let him talk. You know, you can actually hear Vixen J eating the burger throughout the interview.
All of us were eating.
She was waiting for him for a second, but here we go.
This is Vixen J, and I'm here at the Light of the Night block party. And since I was starving, I came across this amazing booth because I was smelling their food from a mile away. I am here with Floats and Boats. So tell our brothers, Floats and Boats. What are we thinking? Sorry, Floats and Burgers.
Whatever floats your boat.
Exactly, that's what I was thinking. So tell me, how did this all start?
So it started really with the idea that my dad, who is a co-owner of Taste Buds Catering, and my mother, Rochelle, he kind of wanted to give a little tribute to his New York roots. So he gave a little Effenburger. He's like, oh, the best Effenburger around. I'm like, okay, well, let's see how we can make this marketable and brandable and kind of put us together. My name is David Mack. I happen to have been on season 3 of MasterChef on Fox. So I kind of wanted to tie together with him to say, you know what, let's make some moves. Let's do something that we both love to do. We both are out grilling. You know, I had my my uncle actually pass away recently who really was kind of like the grill guy of the family. And recently, it was like about a month and a half ago. So we started thinking about more of the idea that this is really how you express love. This is how when you get together with family, you have a little backyard barbecue. This is really what it is. 20 years in a family catering business. Growing up, they just celebrated last Thursday, 20 years. This is easy to us. So we pretty much wanted to come up with a pop-up burger shop, Floats and Burgers. I happen to be making some ice cream or some frozen custard and chocolate under a different name, Sabre House. And between the two, this is a little joint venture to be able to create F&B Burger Shop.
Well, if you have to go up to the grill, go ahead and come back.
Not a problem.
Remember, don't do your thing. Now, as we're waiting for them, we have in front of us the F&B Burger, which is apple bacon, their white special sauce, cheese,
gorgonzola
sauce. Say that with me. Gorgonzola.
Gorgonzola.
I mean, Italian blue cheese, people. I mean, I'm just here in front of it. I mean, if Faith could take a picture, if we could post it on our website so you guys could see it, it's amazing. So he's here doing his thing in the fire, which is a huge fire pit thing. You know, so while we're waiting for him to come back, I'm going to take a bite. Hold on. This is amazing. This is so effing good. Oh my god, that's amazing.
Nothing's better than bacon.
More
bacon.
This burger is amazing. How's your burger?
Oh my god. It's amazing.
It's effing amazing.
I'm gonna cry.
It's effing amazing, my friend. In fact, you should make shorts to say it's effing amazing.
Oh my god.
This is so good.
So beautiful. Continue.
The sauce is so good.
Here, come
up
here.
We're gonna eat it. We're waiting for you. Slide on over there. Woo! I'm behind the scenes. I mean, you guys could just hear the sizzle.
Say it again.
I'm sure you can hear the sizzle.
Oh, that's the sizzle. See, a lot of people just talk the sizzle.
No.
You gotta back it up.
You're backing up the sizzle, my friend.
You gotta back it up. The sizzle's nice. Everyone loves to hear it.
So you mentioned MasterChef, which is why you look so familiar, because I watch it all the time. How was your experience over there?
So the experience of MasterChef was awesome. Growing up in the family catering business, I grew up in kitchens. It was kind of something where I got grounded when I was 13, 14. I kind of spent that time doing dishes, and after that, I got to play. So after playing around in the kitchen, I just knew that my creativity and just being in the kitchen on the whim is something that not a lot of people get.
Right.
I then, when I applied and auditioned for the show, I actually was working as a caviar sales director for Caviar and Caviar, and talking to chefs all day long and selling great high-end products, caviar, foie gras, truffles, things like that, I was like, I have to go on the show. And I realized on the show that I will never, ever, ever get tired of making amazing tasting food as long as I live.
So how was it getting in front of Chef Ramsay?
Chef Ramsay was intimidating, obviously, because of his reputation.
Right.
But off camera, you know, you got to see a lot more playfulness of who he was. But this isn't the Chef Ramsay that you see as in, like, on Hell's Kitchen or something like that.
Right.
We're amateurs. I never have been a professional chef in any job that I've ever been in a restaurant, I've been in front of the house. Serving, ensuring that the customer service is fantastic. We wanted to put this together to be able to say, you know what? I know what I love. Doing something this small as a pop-up burger shop, I can be the server and I can be the chef. Because really, you have servers at restaurants to be that liaison in between the kitchen and you. But what I've learned through catering is that if you can understand your customers' needs and their wants and their end goals of what it is they're wanting to finish with,
right.
In the ear of a chef is the best thing to hear.
Hear this out, though. I just took a bite of your burger, and you just gave my taste buds an experience.
I'm glad. As what it should have been. And usually, that should be a novel experience. That
right.
shouldn't be an episodic. That should be a novel, meaning you will remember this moment for the rest of your life.
I will remember that Effie burger forever. So I know you're talking about your website and whatnot. Where can our listeners follow you? Where can they get your food?
So we're going to be going consistently, teaming up with Luton here. Ellie Goldsheen is a elementary school friend of mine that we've known each other over 25 years. And having the opportunity to be able to make sure that there's awesome food teamed up with him to do an F&B, which is food and beverage, it kind of plays into everything. So we're always going to be at every Luton event and making sure that we always have the best effing burgers available.
You too, my friend. It was awesome meeting you.
Thank you. Hope we can keep up.
Absolutely.
That was awesome.
I would like to blame the hyperness from all the excess energy drink we were drinking.
You guys have to go to the next event. It will be at the end of September, which, let's find out right now, would be September 26th.
Yeah, it's the last... No, it's...
The last Saturday of every month.
Every month. Yeah, you're right.
So September 26th, which is also my daughter's birthday.
But, yes, it is. Yeah. Happy birthday, Justin.
So,
So, let's describe this burger.
Yes.
The funny thing is, they have the regular classic cheeseburger for $7.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have the F&B burger for $9. And when I see Cheesecake, they're like, no, we'll take the regular $7. And here comes his mom. She's like, but you need to try the apple bacon. We're like, wait.
No, he's like, you have to try the apple bacon. He starts ripping little pieces.
He gave us a sample of it.
And I'm like, oh my God.
And
great.
He goes, you know what? For $1 more, we could add apple bacon to your sandwich. And here we go, fat asses, give me your dollar. And he pours our apple bacon. And then his mom is like, you need to try our gorgonzola sauce, which is blue cheese. And we're like, okay. So she gives us a sample of that.
Yeah, it's not the same as blue cheese because you don't taste
it's so good and crunchy. And not crunchy, but like it's thick.
Yeah.
And then she's like, for $1 more, you could get the sauce. So if you do the math, we ended up paying $9 for the burger.
All I know is that we're going to be there the next time. We're working on getting a tent for Life in Color in there. So we have our events there and all that. And then, of course, basically just be there and then have the whole entire...
Want to thank Eli
and
Stephanie and the rest of the Light of the Night crew for having us there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of their vendors, Access Energy Drinks, F&B Burgers. I mean, it's just so cool how you see all the community coming together and sharing their talents and their artistic,
You guys have to check it out. And when you go there, get a burger from Effing Burger because...
It's effing.
For crying out loud. You're getting a burger from a guy who was on TV with Gordon, Chef Gordon Ramsay. Like, come on. You have to get a burger from him.
I mean, not only that, but his fire pit is not like your regular barbecue. It's an actual pit with coal, and then he just puts like a griddle over it. And like I'm sure you guys heard it. You could hear
the sizzling
of the meat, and that smell just drove me there. Originally, we were gonna go get a pizza and an arepa, and then that just smell just
threw us
over there.
And they have cool drinks. We didn't drink that day because whatever. But they have some cool, cool drinks. Last night has very cool.
Yes, they
cool,
have a bar.
Yes, they have a full liquor bar.
They have a pong table.
Yeah.
A beer
yeah,
pong table.
And a giant.
Giant size Jenga.
You heard the song in the background, right?
Lean On.
Yes. Which is Major Lazer, which is also part of Diplo, which will also be in Life in Color. Because we have Jack
Diplo,
U.
Not Major Lazer.
Yes.
Diplo, because it's Jack U. Or has it? Justin Bieber might be there too.
No.
Playing the little flute.
That's not going to. Justin Bieber's not going to be there. If he is, don't worry about it. I will be backstage and I will kidnap him and nobody will see him.
I would rather kidnap Steve Aoki.
Well, he's there, so if not, you're going to have to be. I think really.
Ugh.
But, yeah, check it out. Check out that. Check out Life in Color. Check out everything. But speaking about Jack U and all that, you pointed out today that MIA is going to be working with Skrillex for her new album.
Yes. MIA, I love this chick. Airplanes, Paper Airplanes.
Yes.
What's her hit song?
Airplanes.
What?
I don't know. I can't sing. Last time you guys even sing the Super Mario Brothers song.
Yeah.
Don't
no,
do it again.
Okay.
Go
no,
on.
Sir.
Sorry. Go.
No.
Go.
She has a lot of cool songs. That wasn't her number one hit, but if you follow her on Spotify, you could hear her whole album, which is amazing. And she's coming back. She's actually making her comeback with Skrillex.
Very nice.
So who knows? Maybe, you know, Uncle Lucio might get her to be in one of our committee events, you know.
Who knows? And then your favorite little MMA star,
Ronda Rousey.
What does she do for the fans out there?
A Marine sent her a video request for a date, and Lord and behold, she said yes.
But there's a catch to it.
Did What's
you read
the
what
catch?
The catch was? He needs to find a bunch of single guys for her friends, and she's not that one date girl type of person. So he has to be a true gentleman to her.
Absolutely. Who wouldn't want to be a true gentleman?
I'm sorry. You can be a Marine. You can be whatever you want. And I have friends that are Marines and all that. But this is Ronda effing Rossi. You try doing so to her, and she'll grab you on an arm bar and rip that arm off and crack your damn neck with her freaking thighs.
Why would you want to be? First of all, you're on a date. You want to impress Ronda.
And you're a Ronda.
You know what I mean? She said yes to you. She probably saw something in you. You never know. It might be something else.
If I were right there to her, she'll be like, oh my God, some
like,
freaking creepy ass guy that's on the internet.
Her.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like how Aoki does with me. But anyways.
Yep. And how some people do.
Yeah.
Which, you know what? This is a trap. Let me just say one more trap.
It's not a trap.
No, I'm going to have to say one more trap. And it happened to someone. I'm not going to mention the person's name. But for the minions out there that you have.
My minions.
When you're a female.
Yes.
And a guy goes, oh, instead of giving your Instagram, give me your number so I can get with you quicker to get tickets. Don't do it.
It's
a trap.
Actually, that has happened to me.
Oh, that has happened to you, and it's also happened to one of our minions, so, yeah, don't
do
it.
So what I end up doing now is, if you guys follow me on Instagram, the number I post, it's not mine,
it's
Faye's.
So if you text me how sexy I am, I'll be like, okay, I'm going to send you a picture of my leg, and it's all hairy. See how sexy that is? No.
No.
So for that, for all those people, that's a trap. You guys are also douchebags, and for that, we're going to
arrested in Miami Beach for...
Now, we do believe that Aaron Hernandez at the moment is being booked.
On Shia LaBeouf, taken out of a Broadway theater in handcuffs after an outburst.
Boy, everyone is stupid except me.
You're a douchebag. Douchebag. You're a douchebag. Douchebag.
Bixen, who do you have as a douchebag? This is my segment. For over a year, and now you've taken over it.
I haven't really taken over. I've been finding better douchebags than you.
Go ahead.
So, in Jersey, there was a daycare.
In Jersey.
There's a daycare, you know. That I guess the employees were bored.
I thought you were going to do the whole thing in a Jersey accent.
You want me to?
Do it.
So, in Jersey, there's a daycare, you know, that the employers had the little kids fighting for money.
So, what you trying to say? There's two daycare workers that encourage kindergartens and preschoolers ages 4 to 6
to fight.
did is they put out Snapchat thinking, oh, it's only 10 seconds. They're never going to find it. Well, nor do
we
know.
Wait. But they were actually sending it to their friends, and they were having little bets amongst themselves which little kid was going to come out winning.
But since it's on Snapchat and it's only 10 seconds, I think somebody reported it to the cops. And the cops are, all right, fine, cool, no problem. Screenshot it, or we're going to record it off another phone, and we're going to catch them. And they caught them, and they caught
them. Of course it happened. But the funny thing is that when I posted this on my Facebook, of course, people were commenting like, oh, but the first rule in Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club.
Yeah.
So what little kid broke the first rule? And this little kid, they had the black eye.
Snitches get stitches. I can't tell you that much. Our kids know that.
Right.
You know what the funny thing is? Alpha on the Shelf is coming back, and the first thing our kids say to it is, snitches get stitches. And they look at it, and they point at it. It's like, holy crap.
When we actually read the book to our daughters about the Elf on the Shelf, and that, you know, she's the one that reports to Santa, everything that they do and whatnot, that little elf flew out of their room and was not allowed to go back in there.
So, when you get a job, HR goes, you got the job. You know, you went to the office, you know, you did a little interview, and they're like, oh, you got the job, and you're all happy and all that stuff. You don't do some things, like send a nude selfie of yourself.
But that was by mistake, though.
I don't give a crap, because I'm sorry. No matter if she was hot or not, because I don't know if she was, because they didn't show a picture of her. That's not the way to get a raise.
No, it's not, and I understand what happened. I remember when I was in the process of getting my job where I am now, I was, like, texting back and forth with my HR guy, and there was a time where we were doing texting and blasting people for Life in Color last year,
mm-hmm.
and I almost sent it to him.
So, we have a... Wait, what? It happened. Look, we all have those pictures on our phones, which we shouldn't.
It's called Vault, and it hides it.
There's Vault, there's other apps and all that. We don't have Vault because we have passwords on our phone, and we don't let anybody get our phone, so whatever. We're not that stupid. Plus, we don't save the pictures, or nobody does that. Because that's retarded. But for you people who have pictures like that, please do not send them in a text message. And if you have a person on your phone that you're not going to talk to later on, delete the freaking number. Because what's the point? You talk to the HR lady, why are you going to save her number?
Well, no, because you build a relationship with your HR person.
Yeah, but it's a text message. Why would you save the text? Just delete the text
message. You know what I think, thinking more about the story? I think there was some little, like, I don't know, hanky-panky between them two. And he sent a picture, she got offended and whatnot, mm-hmm. and played the HR card.
So, we had a tweet, because of our lovely Master Chef guy, says, and I'm going to mention his name because I don't give a crap, Oblivion!
My adopted son.
I remember when I used to work at Subway, the winner from Top Chef came in and ordered some tuna.
It's pretty cool, though.
Why would a person from Top Chef order tuna from Subway? Well, I can't say that, because Plaxico Burris came into my store and bought a phone, and that kind of tells you something.
Wait,
but the guy was from New York. Those New Yorkers don't know what they're doing. And that guy shot himself in the leg also.
Oh, jeez.
So that tells you something else.
I mean, I've seen, like, celebrities eating at local places. Why not?
Oh, I've seen also. I mean, why not? They support the little
people. I mean, they're here. Why not? Actually, when we stayed at the W years ago for my sister's birthday in Las Olas, in mm-hmm. Fort Lauderdale, and we were walking around and whatnot, they had the blue martini downstairs. We saw someone famous there.
So, also, Big from Big and Slim.
Yeah.
Because he loves burgers.
I'm surprised he's not periscoping.
Actually, he was. So, before we end our show and go to the last two segments, we're going to go to a quick commercial, and we'll be right back.
Light of the Night. They are now available for all of your special events. For more information, go to www.lightofthenight.com.
And we are back. I am sorry, but Block Talk is still having issues because, I don't know, they like to have issues.
I watch, we're hearing the glitches on our end, but they're not. And they're like, what the hell are they talking about?
I know, that happened once. Remember?
Yeah, it did.
On another network that we were on before.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, besides that, guys, pretty cool news. Super Mario Maker just came out.
So how is that?
You make your own levels.
Ugh.
Like, no, the cool thing...
That sounds like way...
No, no, but the cool thing is that you can make it, like, so insane that it's like, how can you pass this level?
Mm-hmm.
And I actually got a 9 on GameStop. I mean, GameSpot. So that's pretty cool. I actually like it. It's something that I think the girls will play. Because Jasmine likes Infinity. She enjoys making these worlds, you know, and all that. So it's pretty cool. I like it. You put as many monsters you want and all that. They also came out with the... What's the other one that came out? Infinity 3.0.
Mm-hmm.
That one came out, so that's a pretty cool one also. And then, of course, Metal Gear Solid 5 came out, and it got a 9.25. So that is pretty cool. Vixen's crying right now because she's watching a sad video.
Oh, my God. Why do they tag me on these things?
What happened?
So it's September Childhood Cancer Awareness Month,
okay.
Which I used to work at a cancer center, and it was tough. And it's a mom, and she's pointing, like, little signs saying, no, this is my son, Mason. You know, people know I'm as Baby Mason. And this is his sister, Alyssa. And then she's showing pictures. And then she's like, Mason and Alyssa will never have pictures together because Baby Mason now lives in heaven. He lost a battle to cancer.
So, look, to be honest, guys, stop posting depressing things on Facebook. I understand that, you know, you want to tag people, but it's not cool. Like, I don't like that.
I mean, it's like, well, dude, I was so happy talking about the F&B burgers, making fun of Oblivion, and Biggest Dream with their Periscope obsession, which I started, by the way.
Yep.
I got them into that. And now I'm here, like, about to burst into tears, dude.
Well, you know what? Did you know something?
What?
That burger. Did you know something?
Oh.
Indulge yourself in the vast knowledge of time and space with Vixen J as she brings you Did You Know?
When you poop in your dreams, you poop for real.
I got a bad feeling about this.
You know, I never knew about the pooping in your dreams, you poop for real.
Seriously?
But it happens.
With all plays your butt?
Yes. No, but you know what the funny thing is? And we say this a lot. But whatever you dream, it actually happens in real life. Like, I've actually fallen asleep on my arm. This is bad.
And you play with yourself and get somebody else?
No. Oh. No. No, but I'm sleeping. My arm's asleep. I'm in a dream. I'm in a world that some, you know, mind you, I play video games a lot, so I play action games. Some guy got an axe, some big monster. I'm, like, battling him and shit, and cut off my arm in my dream. Mm. I wake up, obviously in shock, and realize my arm is not moving because it's dead asleep. I'm screaming around the house. Because I thought my arm was cut off. But it wasn't. I was asleep.
Oh, in your mind forever and yeah. Ever.
So there you go. Did you know that?
No, but thank you for killing 2 minutes of my life.
So what do you have as a did you know?
Did you know the little Chinese child...
Mm-hmm.
In the Golden Child mm-hmm. is not a boy but a girl and an actual pretty girl now that she's all grown up.
That's crazy.
I was a little boy.
That is crazy.
But doesn't like doesn't Eddie Murphy refer to him as a boy in the movie?
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, remember back in the day, William Shakespeare and all those people, they used guys for everything,
but
even for the women
roles. Girl, why wouldn't you get a boy?
Because maybe that boy did, I mean, that girl did better stuff than a boy could do.
She didn't do anything. She just ate a little leaf and made a little Pepsi can into a man that the bad guy squished. And I still cry when I see that scene.
Whatever. That's what it is.
And my last did you know?
Go ahead.
Did you know that Mark Twain was the one that created the bra clasp?
What's a clasp?
That little thing you always try to take off.
Oh,
the back of my bra.
I try to do it with one hand.
Yeah, you're not that good.
No. Sometimes. When I get lucky. It comes off, but no. I did not know that. But now you know. And now you have the battle. G.I. Joe, I cannot upload that. I forgot. That's why I had to say it.
The network has gone to shit.
No, it has not. But, I mean, I don't know. It's just that little boy. I don't know. It's just weird.
I mean, why wouldn't you just get a little boy? You know what I'm going to do? Because they said her name and they showed her picture. I'm going to try to track her down and have an interview with her.
Is she alive?
Yeah, dude. She's like 19, 20 years old.
Oh, okay. That's all the time we have on our show.
Aww.
We have a guest next week, right, I think? You're working on getting
a guest. I'm working on getting a guest. But he's on his way back from Nocturnal.
In California?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so yeah, it's a guest from California. So, pretty cool. We're going to get him on our show, hopefully by next week.
He's cool, though, because he raised in a Stormtrooper helmet.
For all you cosplayers, video gamers, YouTubers,
strippers, midget wrestlers,
or anybody who wants to be on our show, it's very simple. Visit our website, www.elementsonight.com. Click on the contact link, and you'll be able to send an email to Vixen J. I will be reading it also because I got a copy of it. So if you're going to put anything inappropriate, I will find out.
And it's funny how we come up with the whole guest selection. We actually argue and we do paper, rock, scissors who ends up on the show.
You know, so it's pretty cool. If you guys get a tag from our network Instagram or my Instagram or Vixen's Instagram, DM us. Pretty cool. You know, we'll be fine.
If you have any did you know that you think we could share.
You know, or it's a
trap.
Or
douchebag.
Or douchebag. We will like to have you on our show.
If you saw us in the event, you want to talk about the event, by all means.
Which is pretty cool. Guys, you guys have to check out One Night in Miami this Friday. Not because I'm there, because you're not there to see me. You're there to see Hunter Seagal, Rez, 12th Planet, and Headhunters. You have to go.
I mean, it's our last One Night in Miami.
There won't be any more. Don't be, oh my God, they're going to make another one.
Yeah, this is not like Cher in her last retirement tour, and then she comes back like 2 years later. No. This is it.
This is the last one. Last One Night in Miami. No more.
And then
there was one. Not two, not three, not four. I wish I was a volunteer and just did that. But you guys can follow me at Instagram and Twitter on EONPHAZE. That's EONPHAZE. If you want to make it easier, you can just go on our website and click on the host section, and you'll be able to see me there, and you'll be able to click on whatever one you want to follow me on. If you try tagging me on Facebook, please write to me first to let me know you're trying to get me on Facebook, because I might not add you because I don't know you.
Oh, because you swear. That's special, dude.
Do you know who I am? I am Finn Bane. For anyone who does not know, I am Bane from the Miami Dolphins. So, pretty cool. Vixen, where can they follow you at so all these people can stalk you?
I'm always accepting new friends. VixenJ06 on my Instagram and Twitter and Periscope.
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Periscope. I do a lot of stupid shit on there, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I record Vixen without her knowing.
Yeah.
And then she freaks out and gets pissed off the next morning. That's all the time we have on our show today, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, it's pretty cool. If you didn't, oh well, we're not changing it. So, this is it. Thank you once again. You guys can catch me on FIU tomorrow. I'll be there between, I think, 11:30 to 1.
We'll be at Space for the One Night in Miami on Friday and the Flotopia on Saturday. And Sunday, probably sleeping in a coma. Monday, probably doing it all over again.
Yes, because of the fact that there's no school and no work on Monday. I'll be doing homework that I can't do now because I got to be preparing for this Friday.
Oh, it's a pity parade again. Yay. We don't do that here. Night, guys.
Good night, everybody.